Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello there. We are ready to roll on a beautiful Thursday. Rico, I want to try to offer you a gift. A, because I think it's the right thing to do, but B, I horribly slandered your 49ers pre-show. So if I may.
Okay, you took a chair to him. But that's okay.
That was tough.
You know what? You had a rough night.
You're into aliens. That's your thing. That's your lane.
That's my jam.
You're a big aliens guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If an alien from the future joined us today and said, Michael, teach me about the 2025 Detroit Tigers. All I would have to do, presumably, if the aliens sit, you tell me if they use chairs. The point is, I could sit him down and just show him yesterday. Yesterday was the 7-course tasting flight, the complete experience of being a Tiger fan, and why this town is at war with itself. Mm-hmm. From show to show, from fan to fan, you have 3 buckets of fans. Mm-hmm. So I want to lay this out, and you can tell me if comprehensively yesterday was every emotion of Tiger fan on the spectrum, and then one thing that really jumped out at me and you. So, first of all, we talk about the fans. You have fans that are all in. Organization could do no wrong. Mm-hmm. The true believers, the truth tellers, whatever you want to call them. Then you got the fans in the middle. They're bummed out about the deadline, but they want their team to win. Right? Mm-hmm. Then you got another bucket. Let it end. Pull the plug on Nona. I hate this team. I've said this multiple times. I'll continue to say it. My 21 years here in Detroit, this is the most confounding team we have talked about, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the backdrop. Now, the game starts yesterday, and by playoff standards, that place was empty, okay? And it's not just people I work with at the game, people in my personal life at the game. Both upper decks towards the foul poles, empty. Tons of available seats in the lower bowl and mezzanine level. Place is empty, guys. They can announce 37. There wasn't 37 there. Right. Now, why is that important? Well, this is a town that shows out. This is a great sports city. You could get into that game for $18 yesterday on the secondary market. Do you know what the market said? We'd rather pay $300 to stand at a Lions game than $18 to sit at a Tiger playoff game. So for the people who want to bitch and moan and say, well, you know, you're making it. I'm not making anything up. The marketplace spoke. A Tiger playoff game on an idyllic fall afternoon was a morgue. Then the team goes out in the first four innings.
Oh, there's more. It was a morgue in a game that truly meant something.
Everything.
That maybe you cheering can get this team going. This was it. You lose this game. Season is over. And you chose not to go.
Cutscene. You didn't cheer. You booed them off the field multiple times in the first 4.5 innings. Now, cutscene. The meme or the gif of the Undertaker sitting up out of the coffin, the wrestling meme. The Tigers decided that, and we're going to be the 1927 Yankees. Every batter comes up, we're seeing extra base hits, power, opposite field with power, great at bats. You dropped a bomb on the Mariners.
We saw Javier Baez last night.
Right, yes. Then the crowd was explosive, those that were still there. So it is now you set up a game five where emotionally people are all over the place. There are going to be people who convince themselves, I don't want to believe because I don't want to get hurt because they've hurt me so much. Then there are people who are all in, can't lose. It's a Scooble start, ain't losing. Rico, I picked him to win this series. I have no idea what will happen, but like comprehensive question mark wasn't yesterday everything.
This
team put you through hell to see if you're still interested.
Yes.
And then they show up with flowers.
Yes. I would tell the alien from the future, who I guess would already know because he's from the future. But anyway, I would tell him, if you guys eat, it's like eating your favorite thing, but you know you're allergic to it and it gives you hives. And you have to stab yourself with an EpiPen, but you can't stop eating whatever it is that you love. That's what watching this team is you enjoy it, but it's going to bring you some pain. It's going to bring you irritability, but in the end, you still keep eating it.
And guess what? Like, I know you laughed, and you have every right to laugh, because, like, I'm Mr. Data, but, like, I didn't have a lot of data for this series and why I was optimistic.
No. But let me stop you there, Mike. It's why I didn't press you for data, because there is no data. When you go to a magic show, you just sit back and you watch the rabbit come out of the hat. And there it is. I don't need to know where the rabbit was. Now just pull the rabbit out there.
Right, like yesterday, down 3-0 and fans booing this team off the field. If you told me they would score the most runs in a playoff game since 1964, I would have been like, where's that coming from? Did a meteor hit the Mariners bullpen?
No. I would have said, who, Seattle? Seattle's going to score that?
No, the Tigers.
Right, no. I would have been like, Seattle's 11 outs away from getting ready for Toronto.
So here's where I'm at. I'm not speaking for anyone else. You guys can do what you want. The point is, the marketplace spoke. It's not 2 or 3 dozen people who are unhappy and call a radio station. But this is a team in the playoffs. They are going to a deciding game five to go to the ALCS for the first time in over a decade. I'm not picking against them because things. Look, right now, I would just be equally surprised if they won 10-0, lost 10-0. You could tell me they're going to win the World Series, and I'm not even going to fight you at this point because I can't figure them out. No one can figure them out.
Bro, you know what? You could save everybody at the time and just get Riley Green and Cal Raleigh right at home plate and flip a coin, because that's what it feels like.
For sure.
Save us all the 3 hours of agony. We're just going to do a coin flip, and the winner goes on to play Toronto.
Look, the bottom line is this. I want to know where you're at with your team. And at a certain level, look, I'll say it again. As a marketplace, you have shown more of a desire to spend $300 for standing room tickets at a football game than you were to spend $18 at a baseball playoff game.
That's still less than it takes to park for the football game, just to put things in perspective.
But, make no mistake, this team tests fans in a way I can't think of another team that has done it. They test you. They almost make you want to quit, and then they bring you back in. Rest. The emotional roller coaster of 2025 Detroit Tigers baseball should be a 30 for 30.
See, I call it emotional abuse, but yes, roller coaster abuse. Because what it feels like, it's like, okay, you know what, we're done, and then they show up with flowers. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go out to dinner, and then they stiff you with the check at dinner.
It's a constant roller coaster. So
nothing can be easy. Nothing can be simple.
You know, again, I'd love to know where you're at with it. I thought a big statement was made by the customer base yesterday. It's unheard of for a playoff game to have that many empty seats and for tickets not to be expensive. I mean, $18? What is this, Spartan Stadium versus Rutgers? It was an MLB playoff game on a gorgeous fall afternoon. And please, I don't want to hear about afternoon. It's a playoff game. We're a metro area of 4.5 million people. Cut it out.
And you know what else is in the afternoon, right? Opening day. That's jam-packed.
But that's a party.
I'm just saying, it shows
and
you that
there's optimism.
Right.
I don't think there's optimism.
There should have been optimism yesterday.
I know there should be. Well, look, I'm optimistic, and I don't even know the reasons why. I'm out here like Kenny, drunk. I'm optimistic. I don't know why. Happy centennial, Kenny. Get to those bums later.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do. It's opening night. By the way, if you're heading to LCA, you're going to get a real treat tonight. Kenny is dropping the puck. It's going to be big.
I thought he was doing the Zamboni.
I'm not dropping the puck.
You're not driving the Zamboni?
Oh. Also not blowing the goal horn yet either.
Do you want that?
Absolutely. That'd be dope.
No shot.
Will you at least be on the glass yelling, shoot the puck?
Oh. No, shoot the puck.
248-539-9797. I want to know where you're at with this team. I want to know if yesterday comprehensively ran the gauntlet of every emotion this team could elicit. And as we head towards tomorrow night, guys, it's the same reason I picked you to beat Cleveland as the reason I picked you to beat the Mariners. I don't have great reasons.
Thanks.
But you're a barnacle at the bottom of a boat. You're a tough out. They don't quit. Do I think they're going to win the ALCS? No. I think a 7-game series is a bridge too far. But I'm not going to pick against you tomorrow night with Scooble on the mound. I can't. How could I?
I don't know, because at this point, Vlad will trip down the stairs and something will happen and he won't even play in that series.
Would have helped a few hours ago if you could have pulled that one off. Thanks for that.
Well, you know what? If you hadn't talked badly about my team, maybe.
Oh,
anyway.
Please.
I'm with you, though. There's no reason. There's no rationale. It's just they could win the game 5-0. They could lose 5-0. They could win 1-0, lose 1.
But what do you make of people spending $300 for standing room only tickets at a Lions game and won't spend $18? There were thousands of empty seats yesterday at a playoff game. That's unheard of in this town.
The quiet part out loud, they don't think that this team is going to win a World Series. So if I'm going to be disappointed, I'll be disappointed from my couch.
No, I think there's credibility to those of us who have at least acknowledged so many people who get brushed aside as bad fans. They're not bad fans. They're paying customers. They don't like this baseball.
Right.
So it's like, that's why I'm not mad at those people. And I'm not mad if you love your team. Go love your team. Hell, you could have loved your team for $18. Love them. Hell, love them twice. Do whatever you like.
And just imagine all those that are there are going to tell this story. I was there when they scored as many runs as ever.
Do what Kenny used to do for the cold cuts. Go a couple of rounds for your team. There you go. A little $18. Two at a time for a dime, huh? You're like Fredo and the Godfather. Good for you. 248-539. Happy centennial, Kenny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not done yet. That's more like it. That's what the ballpark's supposed to look and sound like, and that's what the offense needs to look like. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates. John, good morning.
Good morning. It was awesome because it wasn't just one inning. You weren't looking at an elimination game against the Guardians, and you had a hot sixth inning or a hot seventh inning. This was it. Now it took a little time to get warmed up.
Down 3-0.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 you tie it up.
No, not boom, boom, boom. What? Boom, boom, pow.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, that's right. Yes. Yes, sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. But it was, and then you think about the different moments, and we're going to ask a question of your favorite moment, but you have Kyle Finnegan that is put in one of the worst positions you could ever be put in. You come in, bases loaded, no outs, and you escape by only giving up one run. That was awesome. And then the offensive explosion, and whether it's the bottom of the fifth, bottom of the sixth, or it's the insurance runs that come after that, it was so much fun.
My favorite moment?
Yeah.
Sixth inning. Javier Baez.
Yep. Ditto.
Because at the time, it's still only a two-run game. And we've seen the Tigers blow some leads. The bullpen was going to be asked to do a lot of work because Casey Mize was pulled after three. Very controversial at the ballpark. A lot of the fans, even afterwards, well, come on, AJ, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know you're going to lean on your bullpen. You want some breathing room. And who else but the most clutch player on the team, the guy who's been their best player in the postseason, the player who's taken the most criticism and he deserved for a long time, steps up in the biggest moment and explodes that game open, right? He had the single to tie, but then he had the home run, and it was a majestic blast to give them a nice little four-run cushion.
And it is, he's been the most clutch in the postseason. He's such a unique story in Detroit because up until the beginning of this year, worst signing in the history of Detroit sports. Arguably, but not sure. A lot of argument.
Shortlist at the very least.
Right. And then, you know, he's Javier and not Javi. Then he goes back to Javi. And last year, and I was listening to Dan and Dan on the radio, and, you know, Dan Dickerson had talked about, you know, instead of coming to the plate at the end of the game where everybody's cheering Javi, Javi, like he made the point, like last year, the only thing he heard was boos. And what makes this to me so special is the track record that Javi has had with fan bases hasn't been great because, you know, and he comes here, doesn't perform, he gets booed, but he never complains.
No.
He never blames the fans. He never points at the fans. He never gestures to the fans. And we all know he's not trying to be bad. He's actually doing what he can to be better. This year, we get a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, in the sixth inning, and I'm glad you brought this up because it's my favorite moment as well, but I'm going to add a little bit more because the Tigers score two runs. And you feel like, hey, the rally is on. And it's rally caps. It's turn your shirt inside out, your hat inside out, whatever you're doing to keep this rally going. And then Zach McKinstry gets picked off. And then Dylan Dingler strikes out. Now all of a sudden there's two outs and you're thinking, oh, this rally just didn't last long enough. It is dead. And then Perez gets on base. Mm-hmm. And then Javi clears the bases with the home run. To me, that was, it's not just that moment, but it's everything that, whether it's this season, his tenure in Detroit, it's just that inning that leads up to that moment.
248-539-9797. You mentioned the boos and Javi in the history. He had a great response yesterday after the game on the boos. He said, "The boos, I don't mind that. I've heard boos my entire career. I feel like that's the desire of the fans to see us have success. You got to let fans be fans. We won the game. That's what really matters."
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy who's been around the block and knows, hey, that comes from a place of the fans have a standard. They want more. They're passionate. Nobody's going to boo you if they don't care.
Well, and as a player too, right? Once you sign a monster contract, right? To whom much is given, much is expected. And he knows it. He is more aware than anyone else that he was underperforming his contract.
Mm-hmm. And now he's performing. He's delivering. He's hitting .340 in the playoffs. The fans have his back. They're chanting his name. Everybody's pumped right now. And he was a huge catalyst, not only in this game, but in this postseason. John, my other big takeaway was the Tigers have had struggles offensively for a month, and we've talked a lot about it. Their two highest scoring games in the last 4 weeks, days where they were facing elimination.
Yep. Game three, game four.
Game three, where they had to win to keep the season alive against Cleveland. Game four, where they'd be eliminated if they didn't show up. And they were trailing. They were down. Fans were booing yesterday. But backs against the wall, the Tigers have found a way both times to keep their season alive. And they'll have to do it one more time on Friday in Seattle. But you're going to send Scooble to the mound. And it's not an auto win. We saw that in game two. But there's nobody you'd rather go to war with than Tarik Skubal, especially the way he's pitched in this postseason. So while the Tigers certainly don't make it easy on themselves or their fans, you can't count out Detroit. Backs against the wall, two different elimination spots. They've had their best offensive outbursts.
And what did we say yesterday about this torturous team? That they were going to win yesterday, and then we're going to wake up this morning and look onto the horizon. We'll look to the west, and we'll talk about a Tarik Skubal start.
That's right.
In game five, the deciding game of the series, we are sending the best pitcher in the American League to the mound.
Open lines, 248-539-9797. You got a favorite moment from that game, and then clearly we're going to get into the outlook of what this does, mm-hmm. setting up a game five and what it means for the season. Because, John, for the second year in a row, they will have made it to game five of the ALDS. Right back to it.
Let's see. Let's see if they're any better.
Let's get to Bob in Chesterfield. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to you every morning. I called in yesterday. Talking about me and my dad sitting in center field out in Tiger Stadium. And I went to the game the other night. It was Dennis and Dorian. Last night it was like a morgue in the first 3-4 innings. But I'll tell you what, the energy in that place from the time we scored the first run to the end, it was unbelievable. It wasn't a full house, but you would have thought it was. Go Tigers.
Yeah, I think it was 37,000. It's the first non-playoff sellout history. But to his point, we said yesterday, give this crowd a reason. They aren't showing up to the ballpark to be quiet.
Right.
They're not spending their hard-earned money to sit on their hands and be sad and mope. Give them a reason. And that third inning, it was a bit of a rally. It wasn't one big swing, and you could feel it start to build. And then the Riley Green home run to take the lead blew the top off the place.
It did. And it's... I wasn't there. I was obviously listening on the radio, watching at home at different times. And it was, for those that I talked to that were there, said that as soon as the Tigers started to hitting, it was the most bonkers atmosphere that they had ever experienced.
Got those towels whipping.
Yeah. And just, I mean, and now all of a sudden everybody's thinking, gosh, I wish I would have been there. Like all those people who said, who maybe they had tickets, didn't end up going because of the doldrums that came out of game three.
Yeah, but like you said it towards the end of our show, like especially as the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Really, it's a beautiful day. Yeah. Season's not over.
The closer you get to game time, now all of a sudden everybody, the players have to obviously had to flip that switch earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. But our 4 hours yesterday were not a positive 4 hours. And when Doug came on, he was talking about how frustrated that, like, there's something wrong with this team. But then you could feel all around the city as the game got closer that, hey, it's a new day. It's a new game. This is why we play the game. You don't just look at it and say, hey, no, it's on paper. We can't. There's no chance the Tigers have.
But it's funny because that's kind of what we, yesterday is our show. We had obviously people with a sour taste in their mouth and very fed up. We had jam phone lines all day, people feeling very disappointed in their baseball team. But we kept reminding people it wasn't over, even if you wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Like, this team was still going to have a shot. And John, the formula was win and get the Scooble in game five.
Yeah.
And the crowd came alive. The team came alive. The bats showed up. Big question on the ticket text. Did they let the Tigers hang around just long enough to get hot?
Ha, yeah. And I really want to know. We shared our favorite moment yesterday, especially if you were there. But if you were watching on TV, if you're listening on the radio, what was the moment that triggered you? What was your favorite moment of that game? Or maybe your favorite performance of that game?
Yeah, the Javi home run is the moment I thought they were winning the game.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was still going to be a nail biter. He busted that thing open, and of course it was Javi. Mm-hmm. No shortage of plays to choose from. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't think they finalized the starter yet in Seattle. ESPN listed as George Kirby for game five. Hello, Kerry Carpenter. But Tarik Skubal will go for Detroit. The pitching matchup brought to you by Old National Bank. 248-539-9797. Man, what a... how many times was it said yesterday? And I quote, if they could just get to Skubal. If they could just get this thing back to Skubal. And they've managed to get it back to Skubal. Now Detroit's the favorite in Vegas. Not that that matters at all. Skubal has not beaten Seattle this year. I hope he's asked about that like 70 times between now and the game.
That'd be a lot of times.
Yeah, but let's get Tarik. Gator,
give him a chance.
Yeah, I mean, give him that, cultivate that chip on his shoulder that you love to cultivate. And on top of that, make up for last year, make good for last year's game five. Look, he can't be expected to win every time out. But they have one of the great starters in the game going for them. And it was like that later in his career, Tiger playoff, Justin Verlander. This was the everybody calm the F down that I got this starts, right?
Yep.
And so see how our guy does.
I don't think anyone's worried about Skubal ever, though. I mean, he goes out there, he does what he does. He pitches seven, you know, eight strong innings. He goes deep. It's the bats that have been concerning fans for the past 2 months here. And so I think if you can carry whatever they did those last couple innings here in Detroit over to Seattle and timely hits, consecutive bases, base hits, you know, that's what we need. Because I think we feel very comfortable with Scuba on the mound. It's the bats. They keep going.
Well, not only did the bats show up yesterday, but they can have the sense memory of doing it in Seattle. It was the first game they played against Seattle this year. The Tigers won it 9-6. In that game, the Tigers had 18 hits, and they only struck out 5 times in that game. They can get it done. The bottom half of the lineup in that game, Dingler went 3-for-5, Sweeney was 3-for-5, and Javi Baez was 3-for-5.
Yeah, pretty good game.
Going into the top part of the order with Malloy was 2-for-4 and Kerry Carpenter was 2-for-5. Jackson Jobe was the starting pitcher in that game. And they finished up with Holt, Vest, and Herder to get the job done. And they beat up on Hancock.
We spent all day yesterday hoping that there was absolutely no carryover from one game to the next. Now I hope there's all kinds of carryover from one game to the next.
Well, because this feels like it's more tangible. That's what we saw in the first half of the season. This is who we are.
Does it feel like it's more tangible, or is that what you're trying to sell?
Trying to sell it, man. Just trying to sell it.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Greg is next on 97.1. What's up, Greg?
What's going on? I've been thinking about this. I haven't heard it brought up ever. The Tigers last year, they were playing with house money. They had their backs against the wall. They just showed up and played their game. This year we got spoiled. They played ahead. They didn't know how to play ahead. So when push came to shove, they got tight. They stopped playing their style of game, and it proved that yesterday. Their backs were against the wall. They knew what to do. They showed up. They played. And they ended up winning. Now let's see what happens when the playing situation, again, is back neutral and their backs are still against the wall because this is a win or go home. But let's see what happens.
So, look, Greg, we've discussed it a little bit over the last couple months, the difference between being the hunter and the hunted. And, you know, as they came down the stretch, you had to wonder, their collapse this year coincided with when they rose up last year and stole that playoff spot from Minnesota. And this year they almost lost their playoff spot. They lost the division. They lost the first round bye. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. They'd probably be the only ones to be able to tell you how different the feel is, but it was, a case can be made that they are far more adept at being the hunter. Thank you, Greg. 248-539-9797.
I don't know if there'll be carryover or not. It's tough when you have the day off and you're traveling 2,000 miles across the country to play a game on the road, as opposed to had they done this in game 3 and then you have game 4 the next day. That would be momentum. I don't think you can carry momentum. I do think you can remember what it was like to play in the first half and reflect fondly on that because of what happened yesterday. It wasn't one inning. It was, you know, the last 5 innings of what happened, last 6 innings what happened in that game between the defense, the pitching, and the hitting all kind of came together. They can do it.
The confessions keep coming in here. This is from Van in Wixom. Yep, I turned it off when it was 3-0. The price of being a Fairweather fan. I'm so mad at myself. I woke up early this morning and saw the final. He didn't even know till this morning what happened.
Ooh, what?
Drew says, I finally got frustrated. I took my Tiger hat and jersey off. The Tigers immediately started scoring, so I left them off the rest of the night. I will not wear any Tigers gear until the playoffs are over. As one should do. Tony in Metamora says, the person I need to apologize to is Javi Baez. I spewed so much hate on him before the season started. I'm sorry, Javi. Unnamed texter, I turned the channel, but I kept checking the computer. I saw they got a couple hits. I turned the game back on. The rest is history. Go Tigers. 248-539-9797. Brent is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brent.
Boys, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
So I think that Kang kind of had a really good point there. He kind of nailed it on the head that
Scooble has gone out, and he's, for the most part, had very competitive outings, and he has shown that he's a back-to-back Cy Young candidate. The problem being, though, is with our bats being silent or whatever, there's a different mentality when you're pitching from behind than when you're pitching ahead. He can start nibbling at the outside corners or trying to make people chase. When you're ahead, if you are down, you can't risk putting another person on base or letting them get some momentum. So if we can have some bats and some momentum ourselves, I think that's just going to invigorate Scooble to pitch even better than he was already.
I you know, we haven't seen him. God, when's the last time we saw him with a big lead?
I don't think it's been at all.
It's I have to check that out, but it does feel like it's been a minute that he's had a big lead.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a stud pitcher for a reason.
Yeah, oh no, there's no question.
If we give him a lead, then I think he just gets that much better.
I mean, they beat the White Sox 6-0. He went 7 innings, gave up 2 runs. I'm sorry, 2 hits and no runs in that game. I guess that would be considered a big lead. Was he staked with a 6-0 lead? Yes. It was 6-0 after 4 innings.
Let's go to Bob. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Yeah, great win yesterday. My point is we made a big deal about Spires, the Tigers, seeing him the third time in the series, and they finally got to him.
Yep.
So my point is, how wise of it was to throw Vest out there with a 6-run lead in the ninth and in all likelihood needing him to close out game 5?
It's a good question. I wondered that myself. It's, you know, he should have him through 11 pitches. He should be good to go tomorrow, no doubt. But is there something to be said for them seeing him again? There might be. I wondered in the moment about it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But I also wonder a little bit if seeing Seattle's bullpen, do them not throw their closer on Tuesday and the Tigers get to him, maybe it was AJ was like, I don't want to mess around with this. We still have to win this game.
Yeah, you have to win game 5, too.
Yeah, but you can't win game 5 until you win game 4.
You've got to win game 4 before everything else. And at that point, I mean, you're looking at the bullpen, and what arm did you want to see come up and pitch that inning? I was fine with it. I mean, I had the same sort of question, but those questions were gone the second I saw Vest out there throwing and just dealing right away. Like he had a purpose. Yeah. Let's get this over with quickly and move on. And I thought he was going to pitch because they have the day off today. It wasn't going to be any kind of attacks in the arm. What it is the point that he brought up, getting another look at the closer. Hopefully, I mean,
would it have been Canely? Would it have been Montero?
I mean, those are the other options, right?
And those guys, you know, I mean, they can give you that moment. But 6 runs is a lot of runs to give up, but it's a valid question. I guess we'll find out.
Well, take care of it. And
I mean, look, if Scuba goes out and gives them 9 shut, doesn't matter.
There it is. That's what we want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.